Greetings. It is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. On the internet since 1999, podcasting for 11 years, I'm right. I'm always right. I've never been wrong. Ah, the millennial. Yes. So here's a story from the real world. By the way, part 4 of the series on Scott Adams bleeding between the legs, it's coming. So she said, it's coming. I'm just doing some anarchy moments. I got all other shit coming. Trust me, it's coming. It may be up next after this anarchy moment right here. Stories from the real world. So at one of the places where I work, there's this fucking kid. He's a millennial, more or less. He may be a little bit older than the average millennial, but he's a millennial. He's under 30. God knows, pretty much everybody under 30 is a fucking idiot. I don't even know where the official cutoff point for being a millennial is at, because I don't give a shit, because you're all just stupid. Anyway, whenever we're trying to get him to come to work, it's like, okay, there's stuff going on. We need people to come to work. Do you want to come to work? And half the time, he's always busy. He's like, well, I can't make it. I got to do other stuff. And this is the wuss. I think I may have made fun of him before, where he's our driver. He drives the vehicle. And we needed him to come in and drive the vehicle one day. And he's like, oh, but because we were working the night before, he had to come back and drive the next day. He's like, oh, then I have to leave early because I have to have 8 hours of sleep or I can't drive. It's just not safe. And where he was driving from, where he was driving to, not making this up, it's like, okay, you come out of the bay, right-hand turn, left-hand turn, you go 2 blocks, right-hand turn, you go 1 block, you make a right-hand turn, you drive about 2 miles, you make a right-hand turn, you make a left-hand turn, and you're there. He was going to be driving the vehicle less than 4 miles. Oh, I can't drive. I don't have 8 hours of sleep. It's just not safe. Oh my God. So anyway, all the time he can't work because he's busy. He's got stuff he can't work. So anyhow, long story short, my boss and I encounter the guy's mother. He lives at home. He sits in his room all the time playing computer games. And the boss, the mother says to us, why don't you guys give him more work? And we say to her, well, we offer him work, but he always says he's too busy. And the mother says, well, I don't think that's true because all he does is sit in his room playing computer games. So I think you're lying. I think you should offer him more work because he needs the money and he needs the work. It's like, okay. And my boss, Chad, and he got her email address. So we send out the email and we say, hey, we need people to work. Whatever it is, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And he writes back. He's like, well, I need to check my schedule. I think I can work Friday and I can work Saturday morning, but I can't work Saturday night because I'm really busy. And my boss forwarded that email to his mother, and his mother wrote back and she said, I am so embarrassed. He's not doing anything but sitting in his room playing computer games. I'm like, oh, you should be embarrassed, because you see, the people who raised the millennials would be their parents. As much as I despise the millennials, as much as you are the biggest worthless pieces of shit that have ever walked the planet Earth, where did you come from? You came from your parents. Total fucking failures. Your parents are. Total fucking failures. Yep, he's too busy to come work and make money because he's sitting in his room at home, leeching off of mommy, playing computer games. No, he's not in college. He's not a student. No. Not a student. He's just a underemployed piece of white trash millennial shit who stays home and plays computer games. because he lives there with his mommy. Now we've made fun of millennials, I want to toss something else out. I thought about this the other day, and I'm still contemplating it to decide what I think about this. But I just want to throw it out. And you can think about it too. Tell me what you think. Now, I haven't formulated this well, so I'm not really sure where to start. Those of us who are anarcho-capitalists point out that in Ancapadice, one of the ways in which bad behavior would be dealt with would be ostracism. Or if somebody fucks up, they would be ostracized from society. And this would do part of the job in preventing people from doing things like stealing, raping, killing, arson, and generally just being assholes. I mean, the things like arson and killing people and raping and stealing, to a greater extent in Ancapadice, that would be taken care of by people you committed your crime against, you know, the person you raped or the person you stole from, or the family of the person you raped or the family of the person you murdered would just kill you and you would be dead. That is the main incentive, if we'll use the word incentive, there's probably a better word, for people to not engage in that kind of behavior. Of course, the sociopaths who would engage in that kind of behavior anyway, well, they wouldn't exist because they'd be killed off. So they would do it anyhow and they'd die. But normal people would be able to resist the urge to rape, kill, steal, child molest, arson, all this other stuff because they wouldn't feel like dying. But for lesser crimes and for just simply being an asshole, the community around you would have ostracism as a tool to use to encourage people to not be assholes. Now, of course, when you express this to the statist will always say to you that that's not going to work. So the other day I was thinking, because that's something I do, if you're a statist, thinking is where you use your brain to formulate thoughts. I know that's a very strange concept to you if you're a 99%er. I was thinking about the way in which in our current society, if you deviate from the belief sets that you are supposed to have according to political correctness, according to tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, GLBT, KKK. If you, for example, express the opinion that you think men who need to have their dicks cut off in order to be complete might have a mental problem, or if you agree with Donald Trump on anything, or if you wear a Donald Trump t-shirt, right? Or if you point out that men and women are not equal, or if you point out that no, there are only two genders, there's male and there's female and everything else is made up. If you do any of these sorts of things, which are transgressions against the holy word of tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, have you noticed how the tolerant, diverse, multicultural social justice warriors respond and what they do? Well, what do? They start attacking you, they start defaming you, and in the process of doing this, they turn other people against you, or at least they attempt to turn other people against you. They attempt to separate you from your friends, right? They try to get your friends to disown you. How can you be friends with somebody who's racist, sexist, homophobic? They put all of this shit about you online, on the internet, about how racist, sexist, homophobic you are. They make it almost impossible, if you're sufficiently offensive, they make it almost impossible for you to get a job. And so I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, so the tactics of the social justice warriors against people who disagree with them are essentially to ruin those people's reputations so that, with the intention of arranging things so that those people don't have friends and can't get a job. And it occurred to me, isn't that ostracism? The anarcho-capitalists, such as myself and perhaps you, will very often argue that ostracism works. And it will be the statist piece of shit who tells us that no, ostracism isn't good enough. That's why we have to have police and prisons and jails and judges and courts and all this other shit. And yet, the main tool of the social justice warrior, which apparently is very effective in many cases, is, when you step back and take a look at it, ostracism. The social justice warrior left-wing statist are using as their main weapon ostracism, while at the same time saying to the anarcho-capitalist that ostracism will not work. So that's as far as I've developed that thought so far. That's why I toss it out, get it out into the universe, think about it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's something I'm not thinking of. You know, and does it go any further? I mean, is it just pointing out that the left-wing statist social justice warrior is fucking stupid? I mean, we already knew that. So in a sense, I mean, I'm sort of treading water here. I haven't really come up with anything new. I'm just pointing out that, yes, the left-wing statist social justice warrior is a fucking ignorant, stupid piece of shit, which, if natural selection were allowed to run its course, they'd all be dead, but the state protects them from their own failures. But there it is. Just a fucking thought. And that, my friends, is what anarchy moments are all about. They're about thinking. And that is why they are inaccessible to the 99%.